Hi, this is Dave Holland. I want to thank all those people who donated to my leaving gift of a John Lewis voucher. I shall use it on the house when we move, which should be early next year. In this edition, I have an interview made by Mike Dickens, who is talking to Jerry Johns, a book publisher, about a rather remarkable young lady called Kiko Matthews. Here's Mike.
You've recently, in the last few weeks, had a successful launch of a most unusual book. This lady was going to row solo across the Atlantic. How would you describe it?
Her name's Kiko Matthews. And just over a year ago, I bumped into her parents, and they just happened to mention in passing that their daughter, she was 36 years old, and recovering from brain surgery, was setting out to row the Atlantic on her own. And I thought, well, this is pretty extraordinary. There's got to be a book in this somewhere, surely. So I took a punt and went down to London to meet her. And at the time, there was no guarantee that she was even going to embark on this, let alone complete it. But the first thing she told me, apart from saying she couldn't write and didn't read, was she says, I don't row. I haven't rowed before. So it got even more. I thought, this is obviously high-risk stuff. And, you know, she's on medication following her surgery. And, I mean, the whole purpose of doing this was she wanted to raise money for the hospital in London that treated her. To cut a long story short, she duly set out on the 1st of February from Gran Canaria and managed to not only to complete the 3,000-mile crossing to Barbados, but she did it in under a week, quicker than the previous world record, which was held by a French woman about 10 years ago. She did it in 49 days and something. Meanwhile, I had sort of mapped out how I thought this book could sort of form, because I'd read several other accounts of people rowing the Atlantic or rowing the Pacific. Most of them were fairly dull because they start out at chapter one and just, you know, row chapter by chapter until they got to the other side. I wanted to do something really different with this. And so Kiko, every day she was at sea, she managed to telephone back a few words for a blog that she was compiling. And so I used that, plus some stunning photographs that she managed to take on her phone as well as she was rowing. That's formed the basis of the book. But in the meantime, we had to work on the backstory, the story of how she got there and what it was like and what's motivated her and all of that. So it's a very different book from anything else I've seen on the subject. And that's, in effect, what we've done. So we launched it in London just over a month ago. And so far, mainly because she is now much in demand as a motivational speaker. And so motivational speakers, or speakers who've got books to sell or got a book to their name, sell lots of books as a rule. And so she takes a pile of books along every time she goes and stands up and speaks to an audience. She is indeed a remarkable young lady, but she wasn't easy to work with because she's got a very, very sort of singular approach to life, and the sort of person that says, I'm going to row the Atlantic and then goes ahead and does so was probably never going to be easy. So we had a few tense moments along the way, but I have to say everything's hunky-dory now. We get on very well together. She's, you know, really enjoying, I think, her new role as an author as well as a speaker.
What a brave thing to do. Brave
of me to publish it, you mean?
No, brave of her to do it. She wouldn't have hardened hands from rowing, because she's not done much rowing. And what sort of boat was she in? How did she keep fit? You couldn't stand up in it, I imagine.
What she was doing, she was earning a living last year, stand-up paddleboarding on the Thames near London. But no, she's supremely fit. The boats, incidentally, they're all specially made for ocean rowing. There's a company in Essex that produces them. It's not like an ordinary rowing boat. They're specially designed for ocean rowing, and they've got a cabin. And she was sort of rowing, you know, she'd row 2 hours on, 2 hours off, hardly sleeping, you know, much at a time. And she was fairly lucky with the weather, because the reason you go from Gran Canaria to Barbados and at that time of the year is because the trade winds tend to carry you a little bit. So even when she's not rowing, the boat is often sort of at least travelling more or less in the right direction. Not necessarily. There were moments when she found herself going backwards. These boats are pretty well equipped, of course, as well. She, you know, she's got every conceivable bit of new technology on board.
Did she have any hairy moments?
She did indeed. Not, I mean, she never got detached from the boat or capsized or anything like that, thank God. But there were some pretty frightening moments when the weather got a bit blowy. I don't know how quite, I mean, I wouldn't say it was stormy quite, but, you know, it wasn't always easy. And then, of course, on other occasions, there was a sort of flat calm and no wind and blisteringly hot, of course, as well, mid-ocean. I mean, her favourite sort of way of describing it, mid-Atlantic, she said there were people in space on the space station that were closer to me than anyone else on Earth. So a nice way of putting it, isn't it?